if there are no further board member comments or questions on item four, then we should move on to item five, which is to consider taking possible action to amend Cicera's actuarial funding policy as recommended by Siegel. So we're on item five, where the rubber meets the road. Thoughts, David?
Some of them.
I do have one question, kind of related to the four. You have those options, right? When it stays within 2%, then do nothing. If it drops by two, it's two or one. If it's more than two, then it's two. But what if it goes up? You don't have an option for going up. I know it's kind of paints really rosy picture. So,
right. So if this is only dealing with contribution rate declines, if it goes up, we would actually move the contribution rate up to deal with that. But the way that it's currently set up, with these, the major drop in a couple years, really 1 year after this year, we have a major drop in contribution rates. If you implement the glide path, it's very unlikely that the contribution rate would get up, because we're building a buffer between where the contribution rate would have been and where we actually are. So it would take a really bad event to even make it go up at all. And even so, it would likely not go up very much. So this is actually helping stabilize any possibility of the contribution rate going up in the future. But if it does go up, we would still go up to make sure we're adequately funding the plan, is the bottom line.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the actuarial funding policy as recommended by Siegel. Further discussion on the motion? Donnie?
Just one question. I've been trying to figure out how to say this. It feels like I took out a loan for something I wanted, and I'm just about to pay it off, and I'm just about to have extra cash in my pocket, and now the loan vendor is coming to me and saying, hey, your budget's going to change a bunch in the future. What if we just took that last chunk of change that you're about to get and just smoothed it out over time? I get the point of it, but it seems like I should have the savings, because I've just realized this amortization layer is being peeled off, and it feels almost like, you know, I'm almost at the finish line, and all of a sudden all this math and logic is moving the ball out a little further. When it's like, I want to realize that extra chunk of change because I want to spend it on rain gear because it's been raining a lot lately, or something for my dog. And it feels like you're almost at the finish line, and now we're like, oh, well, we're about to see a nice drop in the contribution rates. Let's just go a little bit further. And I know we need to be the adults in the room and, you know, look ahead, and that's why we changed the, you know, discount rate in looking ahead. I know that's just the one thing I'm struggling with on this. Like, we're almost at the finish line, and now we're like, let's wait a little bit longer.
He wants the liquidity event, right?
Huh?
He wants the liquidity event. He wants the money.
I mean, well, if you want to find something for your dog, or you think, you know, but then the vet says, well, your dog may need more service later, more money may be needed from you later. And so just to make sure you don't get any surprises, it's always better to have that. I don't know.
Yeah, the point is well taken, and there's truth to what you're saying. So the challenge with the loan analogy is pay off the loan and it's done, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Almost when you talk about the surplus management and you talk about surplus as a definition, and it's like all your obligations are over, you're done. And our point is, well, that's not the issue here. The issue here is, all right, when we're in surplus, even once we get to surplus, which we're not at yet, our obligations are not done. There's still the normal cost, but there's still a lot of volatility in the plan. Some of that comes from investment returns. Some of that comes from other things. Maybe we have an inflation spike again, and more COLAs are granted to our retirees, or more salary increases are granted to our active members. There's a lot of ongoing moving parts. That means there's a lot of risk involved in the funding of this plan. So the idea here is we do want to provide rate relief, to your point, and we do want to bring it down. So we're not just going to hold it steady forever. We are going to bring it down. But if we bring it down in a more measured fashion, that allows us to take on those events as they occur without spiking the contribution rates back up. So again, what you're saying is true. This is just more of a risk management approach where you provide rate relief gradually. And one of the reasons why we're recommending this is, from a plan sponsor perspective, it's really nice to get contribution rate decreases, but it's, again, really not nice to get contribution rate increases. So if you get decreases, but they're gradual, and they help mitigate the risk of significant increases in the future, that may work better in both worlds. And the first plan we built this about a year and a half ago with, there was a deep discussion with the plan sponsor. This was a city plan where it's a single employer, so there's one plan sponsor. And we talked about it with the board, and then we talked about the plan sponsor, and we thought the plan sponsor might say, no, we want the money. We paid for this. We want the money now. And they said, no, actually, we actually value the dependability of the decreases that we can budget for over time more than a stronger decrease now that's not dependable and might jump back up. And so I can't speak for all plan sponsors that would be their reactions all across the board, but that is the idea, if that helps.
Yeah, and I liked how you built it in with different, like, layers to the gliding, where if it's this good or this bad, we do this versus that. It was just something I was struggling with thinking about.
Sure.
All right, any other questions or comments on the motion? We have a motion and a second pending. Not hearing any, so let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chivoterek.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Miersma.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong. All right, that carries 9-0. Thank you. That was an interesting discussion, interesting policy implications. So we got another one done.
Thank you. Okay. I think we have one more item. Yeah.